VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for Sunday the 1st of June 2025. Welcome to the first day of winter edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. This was first broadcast on Sunday, June the 1st, 2025, to bring you the latest from the world of amateur radio in VK7. This week, joining you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Fran, VK7 FRN. Tune in as we share updates and insights across VK7, broadcast through an array of platforms and frequencies. On DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, managed by the Digital Group. On medium and high frequency rebroadcasts, thanks to our dedicated operators. 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS. 3.67 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH. 7.14 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. 14.13 MHz by Justin, VK7TW, no callbacks. 28.525 MHz by Dale, VK7DG, and UHF CB channel 24 in the Hobart area, hosted by Mark, VK7MAC. This will be replayed on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF CB24 in Southern VK7. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the broadcast. Silent Key. Michael Highland, VK7NMH. It is with great sadness that I report to you the passing of Michael, VK7NMH, who went silent on the 29th of May 2025. Michael started his journey into the hobby through CB radio. Mike, VK7FB, recalls many a chat with Michael while he was on his boat with the Prince of Wales Bay on CB radio. I am led to believe he was quite active on this band through the 80s and 90s. Michael was a true experimenter and loved to dabble with many modes, especially SSTV. He would get great delight in seeing some captured images from interesting parts of the world that came through overnight. He loved to homebrew antennas and had one mounted for almost every band. He frequently changed equipment. I believe this was the experimenter in him that had a burning desire to be challenged with something new. It wasn't unusual for him to repurchase a radio he had previously owned, some over and over again. Michael lived about 2 km from my home, QTH, and was a regular in the callbacks over the 10-metre read broadcast each Sunday. It was a running joke between a group of friends that Michael spent time with on simplex frequencies that he would report that I was a good 40 over. I truly appreciated his feedback on how the MP3 audio file was received at his QTH and often assisted me with minor tweaks. I know many will miss his presence on the airwaves. In recent times, while working from home, I would hear Michael and Rob, VK7MAG, chatting away. They were great company for each other. An operator with a heart of gold who will be greatly missed. Vale Michael, VK7NMH. That's from Tony, VK7VKT. RAOTC, June broadcast. Further to that mentioned on the WIA National News, this is another reminder about the RAOTC broadcast for Monday, the 2nd of June 2025 at 8 p.m. local time. That's tomorrow night for those listening on Sunday. In addition to club news, the June bulletin includes two technical articles. The first is read by John, VK3MK, based on information taken from the web platform How to Geek. It is entitled Why the CD Failed the Test of Time. In 2002, the CD captured 90% of the audio recording market, having eclipsed vinyl and cassette. Then digital streaming took hold and CD sales plummeted. A surprising development was that by 2019, vinyl sales again outnumbered CD sales. John gives details of why these events occurred and ends with the question, will CDs make a comeback? The other article is read by Ron, VK3AFW, entitled On Air Etiquette. In the examples given, he suggests that lapses are not confined to any one class of license. Ron recommends changing frequency rather than participating in abusive behaviour. Listen at 8 p.m. Monday, local time, over the VK7RAA, VK7RHT statewide network, or at about 8:30 p.m. as a telecast on VK7AX Spectrum Tasmania via the BATC members stream or in the Ulverston area on 445.50 MHz DATV. Audio feed is available on VK7RDR 439.775 MHz, Dazzler range. The broadcast date again is Monday, June 2nd. Callbacks will be following on both networks. Please call in if you are able. This provides the RAOTC Broadcast Committee with an idea of how many are listening to these broadcasts. If you miss the off-air broadcast, you can listen to audio files on the RAOTC website. 73 from Peter, VK7PD. QSL News. Inwards QSL Bureau information. From a recent delivery, the current list of QSL cards held by the VK7 Inward Bureau as at the 30th of May is in the email edition of the broadcast. If you have recently moved or if you have recently received or changed your call sign, please advise your new details to Herman at osmail.com. .au. 73 from Herman, VK7HW, Manager at WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. WWFF, SOTA, POTA and IOTA Weekly Wrap-Up. Congratulations to David, VK7DBX, on completing his first ever SOTA activation on Thursday. David and Jim, VK7JZ, made their way to the summit of Mount Wellington where they each logged 12 QSOs on the 40-metre band. David earned 4 activator badges for his first activation, the SSB, HF, activated OC and kilometre up badges. With his first activation now ticked off the bucket list, there'll be no stopping him. Earlier in the week, Mount Wellington Summit was the destination for Jim, VK7JZ, Harry, VK7HXT and Xavier, VK7XHJ, for a SOTA activation. The Mount Wellington Summit is a popular location for SOTA activations, having been activated over 93 times. Jim and Xavier each made 4 contacts, and Harry, making 5 on the 2-metre band, and earned them each 10 SOTA points for the activation. Jim earned his Kilo Pizza badge. The badge is awarded to any activator who activates summits with a total combined height equal to 1,000 times the size of the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Great work, Jim. Enterley House Historic Site was activated for the first time by Al, VK7AN, Rodney, VK7HAM and Peter, VK7ZPE. Located in Hadsbin, Enterley House is a notable heritage site established in 1819 by Thomas Hadcock Ryby, the second and eldest son of Thomas and Mary Ryby. Mary Ryby, once a convict who rose to prominence as a successful businesswoman, is featured on the Australian $20 note. As VK7 transitions from autumn to winter with a noticeable drop in temperatures, it's good to see so many operators still getting out there and activating. Don't forget that between 15th June to 14th October it is SOTA Winter Bonus, and all summit activations over 1,200 metres receive another 3 bonus points. 73 from Matt, VK7MAT. Statewide SSTV Nights. A busy net night that saw the following participants. DK7s, ZGK, ZAB, FGGT, AX, TW, ZCF, KT, OO, EV, ZSB and ZBX, all sharing over 50 photos. The main themes were the London Underground with a train on fire and part of the train network control equipment. Stage entertainment, including Andrew Hansen, who performs the famous eulogy song, sunsets and harbour views, Tasmanian and Victorian tourist icons, German animal cartoons. Other highlights were a tribute to Mick, VK7NMH, Silent Key, a possible mobile phone in 1938 using the 1G network, an old telephone exchange uniselector as a display piece, an experimental hat on a Raspberry Pi, confusing street directions. The convenience of rosin cord solder and the older separate flux paste that had to be added to joints, the repeater site of VK7RWC on Mount Reed, a VHF and UHF antenna setups on a tower, a portable VHF and UHF antenna on a photographic tripod, and the How and Why cookbook series on a new field for an old art. Again, Tony VK7AX interconnected VK7 RJG to his SSTV, International Gateway, and locals exchanged photos with PD5JTB in the Netherlands and DJ0ZK and DH1BM in Germany. Tony will connect the gateway again next week at 6:30 p.m. Note, Ken, VK7KRJ's and Steve, VK700's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites allow anyone who has sent SSTV pictures the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net, there are archives of these SSTV nights on Ken and Steve's SSTV websites or on NTARC's website under blogs. Please remember to use your own photos or those that are copyright free. 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. You are listening to VK7WI and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the Northwest. The West Coast GPS tracker is back on the air. The Northwest Regional Radio Repeater Association is quietly clearing the backlog of downed repeaters, with the Rosebery APRS Digipeater now back in service and putting licensed amateurs back on the map. The isolated GPS tracking station fizzled out last summer and left the remote Wild West Coast without a GPS beacon. The Digi, originally sponsored by VK7DIK, is housed in a brick commercial radio station shack in amongst the powerful industrial comms installation on Mount Reed, Rosebery. Access and keys were generously granted to the association and the reliable Microstat PLX Digi as well as the broken transceiver were brought in and onto the test bench of Association President Dion VK7DB, who swiftly got it working with a rebuilt Philips PRM80 transceiver. On the first properly cold, snowy weekend of winter, the Digi was reinstalled using the same antenna and linked to the coast. Packet analysis showed the range was under 5 kilometres. Front-end overload was suspected. The poor little APRS transceiver just heard through the noise with its tiny dipole. The association returned to the mountaintop antenna farm with a pair of tuned cavity filters to band pass the APRS frequency and squash the VK7 RWC voice repeater by over 40 decibels. Dion boosted power on the PRM80 and the Digi was back in action. It still needs a better antenna and fibre optic connection to an eye gate, when the freezing sleet is gone, perhaps. ACE Association of Amateurs recently had to troubleshoot RF feedback loops, which suddenly caused problem on the VK link between northwest and south. It appears these gremlins in the system originate from the northern repeater, VK7RAA, which was quarantined from the state network until Launceston amateurs can isolate the source. The association found an unauthorised VK link node had accessed RAC and reconnected the RAA to the state, breaking the network. The bad node also caused both repeaters on Table Cape VK7RAC to transmit into a single defective antenna until it was identified and terminated. NWCRRA is now ABN registered and incorporated and is collecting memberships. For only $10 a year, association members can support upcoming projects like the Mount Balfour CB and 2-metre repeaters and reinstalling the flagship 6-metre repeater on St Valentine's Peak. Right across the state, radio operators are connected by the efforts of the NWCRRA, so keep your rigs turned on and tuned in for more action and support the achievements of the Northwest Coast Radio Repeater Association. 73 from John, NWCRRA News Officer. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club. The next club meeting will be commencing at 1:30 p.m. on Saturday the 7th of June 2025 at our usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Alveston. Afternoon tea will also be held. Members are encouraged to bring items for show and tell and club rooms are open till 6 p.m. for members to socialise. Brenton VK7HP and Andrew, VK7XR, are bringing along an IFR 1200S comms service monitor and an Aeroflex 2459B comms service monitor, as well as a Nano VNA. Members can bring their radios along to have a performance test done on them. Brenton will also be showing how to sweep filters and bring along the 2-metre notch filter he built for VK7RMD. A small plate of afternoon tea would be appreciated. We have tea, coffee, etc. available for members and guests. Visitors are most welcome to attend. If you have a cold or flu symptoms or are unwell or been in contact with a confirmed COVID place, please do not attend the meeting. 73 from Eric, VK7EV, News Officer for NWTARC. News from the North, SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summit on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meet twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. 73 from Al, VK7AN. Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Firstly, a carryover from last week's technical night. Ross VK7ALH brought in a very newly acquired FT7 transceiver. It was manufactured by Yaesu Musen of Japan circa mid-1970s and was still in surprisingly good condition. This solid-state transceiver was considered very small for its time. It even has slides mounted on the side of its case for vehicle installation. But measuring in at 230 by 80 by 290 millimetres and weighing 5 kilos, it would nowadays be classed as a very large, very ruggedly constructed mobile. It has 5 switchable HF amateur bands, namely 80, 40, 20, 15 and 10 metre bands, all usable with SSB and CW. It is considered a low-power or QRP transceiver, as its transmitting power is about 10 watts PEP. Amplitude modulation and higher transmitting power didn't come along until the later version of the FT7B, which was released in 1980. With the cover removed, the internal condition was also found to be excellent. With its multiple vertical plug-in printed circuit board modules, this certainly heralded in the new estate construction techniques. Needless to say, because of its vintage, the visual interface was via a moving coil signal strength meter and an analog frequency display with dial calibration achieved via a slider under the main tuning knob. However, Ross also had the later released YC7B digital readout accessory from Yaesu with him. This is a 7-segment red light emitting diode digital readout display which comes mounted in its own little enclosure and normally sits on top of the rig. It is connected via a multi-pin connector to the rear panel of the FT7. Thanks for the comparison of what we consider as a mobile rig, Ross. This a bit last minute, but there had been quite a bit of interest as to whether the NTARC club rooms would be opening up to watch the Reist short presentations and question and answer session on class licences. Well, the 4th of June doesn't coincide with the normal Wednesday club room technical night. However, this is a very important subject to amateur radio operators, so doors will be open by 7 p.m, mobile phones will be put on silent, and we will cross to the live Reist YouTube channel by 7:30 p.m. Hopefully it will all be in the new high definition. Hi, hi. Normal services will be resumed after the session, and you might even get a drink and a piece of cake. So rather than sit at home watching, feel free to come along and watch this information session on a large screen TV in a distraction and stress-free environment. See you next Wednesday. As always, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. NTARC blogs. Upcoming events. TestNet and TechNet sessions every Wednesday. TestNet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m, then a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening is Nick, VK7WW. A special club room night session this Wednesday, the 4th of June, live stream of Reist short presentation and question and answer session on class licences. Doors open at 7 p.m. Clubroom Technical Night presentation by Trevor, VK7TB and Eric on restoration of an R115 communications receiver. Wednesday night, the 11th of June at the Archer Street Clubrooms, Rochelle. A general club meeting Saturday the 14th of June at 2 p.m. held at the Entark Clubrooms, Rochelle Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochelle. If you have problems you would like added to the register, please email their secretary at secretary@entark no later than Friday the 13th of June. A coffee morning held every Friday in the Entark Clubrooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. So why not pop in and check the QSL cards and join us for a cuppa. There's endless tea and coffee, along with biscuits, available for a donation. Finally, a reminder to all club members that if you have any items of interest you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@entark.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7SZSB, Secretary to Entark Inc. News from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, Roost Presentation Q&A. The Class License Q&A. This Wednesday night is our June presentation night and will be a little different and be driven by those that come along and those that online. Justin VK7TW and Peter VK3MV will be doing a short presentation on the history of radio licensing in VK with a focus on the class license. Then we will open it up for the questions and we will attempt to answer them. There's still much mythology out there about the class license and we will attempt to do some of the myth-busting along the way. Bring along your questions, curly or not, and we will attempt to answer them. When? Wednesday, June 4th, 2025, from 7:30 p.m. AEST. Where? The Queen's Domain Clubrooms and streamed. See you there. 73 from the Reist Committee. Clubrooms closure. Please note, the clubrooms at the top of the Queen's Domain will be closed from Monday the 9th of June 2025 to the following Monday, 16th of June 2025. This is due to the Hobart City Council replacing the internal ceiling in the clubrooms. As such, the clubrooms for the Wednesday afternoon group and Wednesday experimenters group will not be available on Wednesday the 11th of June 2025. 73 from the Reist Committee. Wednesday experimenters group, WEGS. Last Wednesday night was the second fully high-definition broadcast stream from the revised DATV studio. We took a look inside our GPS-locked digital beacons. Then we took a look at the equine endurance safety communications at the recent Tom Quilty 2025 event at Sassafras, and then took a look at the AR Magazine 2025 number 2 and the article on 5 MHz, The Truth, and took a look at the EMR flowchart and EMR calculator. We then crossed to the club rooms and took a look at the 6-metre beacon transmitter from Mawson Base in Antarctica and finished off with a hysterical look at the rosin cord solder. We go into recess for 3 weeks and we're back in the studio on June 25. See you there or on the stream. 73 from Justin, VK7TW. You are listening to VK7WI and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. June Forum Night. Essential Shack test equipment. Join us for a hands-on and highly practical Reist forum night as we dive into the world of essential shack test equipment. Whether you're just starting out or running a fully equipped home lab, every shack can benefit from the right tools, from nano VNAs and multimeters to signal generators, power meters and clever DIY solutions. This session is all about what helps you to get on air and keep your station humming. Bring along your favourite piece of test gear to show and tell, or come and see what others are using, what's worth the investment and what might just change the way you troubleshoot and experiment. Perfect for the curious builder, the active experimenter and anyone keen to sharpen their technical toolkit. Don't forget, if you can't make it in person, you can still tune in live on the Reist YouTube channel. Wednesday, June 18, 2025, from 7:30 AEST in the Reist clubrooms and streaming live. See you there. 73 from the Reist Committee. VK7 regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz, commences at 6:30 p.m. AEST. The statewide SSTV net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. In the north and northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55-7 MHz, and in the south, VK7RAF 146.650-600 kHz, CTCSS tone 141.3 Hz to link RAF north south. Statewide microwave QSO party, following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B stations in the Launceston area, transmitting on the odd minute, and southern stations on the even minute. Reist, Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon in the Reist Club Rooms, Queen's Domain. Reist, Wednesday experimenters group on the 3rd, 4th and 5th Wednesday nights in the month from around 6 p.m. in the Reist Club Rooms, Queen's Domain, and streamed. Reist 6 meters AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30 p.m. SOTA WWFF group meetings Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 to 12 noon at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC TestNet and TechNet sessions every Wednesday. TestNet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m, then a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening is Vic, VK7WW. NTARC Club Rooms. Coffee mornings are held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms, time from 10 a.m. to noon in the Rochelle Club Rooms. Northwest VK7, Wednesdays from 8 p.m. local. Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group net on 2 metres, VK7RMD and All-Star Node 56780. Northwest VK7, Thursdays commencing at 8:30 p.m. local. Northwest Tassie 2 metre DX net 144.190 USB. VK7 events. Reist, 4th of June, class license Q&A from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streamed. NWTARC, 7th of June, club bi-monthly meeting from 1:30 p.m. in the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. Reist, 9th to 16th of June, Queen's Domain Club Rooms are closed. NTARC, 11 June, Technical Night presentation with Trevor, VK7TB and Eric on restoration of an R1155 communications receiver in the Rochelle Club Rooms. Reist, 18th of June, Essential Shack Test Equipment Forum night from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streamed. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, Newsreader, VK7ZIR. Repeaters Reist, NTARC and in the Northwest thanks to the NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, VK7JH and VK7DC, 160 metre any takers, 80 metres VK7DG, 40 metres VK7ALH, 20 metres VK7JGD, 10 metres VK7VKT, UHFCB 24, VK7FMAC, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C Digital Group. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That wraps up this week's edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. We hope you found it informative and enjoyable. You've been listening to VK7WI, or if you've just tuned in, you've just missed our live broadcast. But don't worry, if it's not Tuesday night, then you can catch the rebroadcast on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHFCB Channel 24 in the South. We encourage you to share your news, your stories and your updates with us. Email your contributions to vk7arnews@gmail.com. For more information about the broadcast and to join the discussion, visit our VK7 Amateur Radio News Group, IO Group. Remember, the deadline for submissions is 2100 on the Friday before the Sunday broadcast. Stay tuned for callbacks on the frequency you're currently listening to. Relay stations will use their own call signs during this time. On behalf of the entire VK7 Amateur Radio News Team, this is Fran, VK7FRN, wishing you 73 and a good DX to all.